an IRS employee sent me a copy of Commissioner John Costigan's update to workers. This is an internal document, but it's there's nothing secret or classified about it. But it's just it spells out so well the problems facing the IRS. You know, he's relatively new at the IRS, but Costigan is an old hand at the federal government. He's been around forever. He's one of these guys, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. I have nothing to lose, and he likes to do a good job. And he just spelled out for IRS employees what's happened to their agency over the last 4, 5, 6 years. Among other things, their funding has been cut every year. Their workforce has been cut every year. They are now working with 13,000 fewer employees than over the last 4, 5, 6 years. In the meantime, there are a lot more taxpayers out there filing taxes, a lot more people requesting help from the IRS, and they have to handle things like the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and other things. So they've got many more duties, new tax laws, new tax loopholes, and yet they're having to do more with less of everything, from pencils on down to computers. Part of this thing is they have been replacing only one of every five employees that left. Now they're going to replace almost nobody except on an emergency basis. So you're really asking them to do mission impossible. And this is the one federal agency. People will quibble with you when you say that the IRS makes money, but if they don't make it, they certainly collect it. And each IRS employee, his or her salary is tiny in comparison to how much money they bring in each year to the government, and that's what runs the federal government. So fewer employees, less equipment, less enforcement, less taxes. And the problem, looking at the comments on the column today from people, is that taxpayers know when the IRS is slipping. They know when the IRS is overstretched, and the people who want to beat them think that maybe this is the time. And that was the approach I took in the column, not to be quip about it and be silly, but I'm saying, if you've ever thought about cheating in the IRS, if you've ever thought about fiddling with your taxes, if you want to adopt Boots your dog and make him a dependent to get some money, now's the time to do it, because the IRS is really they have their hands tied behind their back.
And I want to throw out a couple of numbers that Mr. Koskinen details in this memo to his employees. The 2015 budget falls $1.2 billion short of the 2010 budget of $12.15 billion. That's a 10% drop in just 4 years.
It's incredible, and particularly when you look at the mission of the agency. You know, if this was an ordinary federal agency, you can say, well, we'll make cuts here or there, or we won't do certain things, or we'll take 6 months to do it instead of 3 months. This is the Internal Revenue Service. This is where 90% of the government's money comes from. The rest is from the Minerals Management Service and Customs. But this is where, you know, most of the money to operate our government comes from. And the Congress has repeatedly cut it back in every way. And every 4 or 5 years, they come up with this brilliant idea of hiring contractors. They refer to them as junkyard dogs, because they're going to be tough, right? And they're going to go get the uncollected money that the IRS hasn't been able to collect. Well, they haven't been able to collect it because they don't have the money or the resources to collect it. So they turn it over to junkyard dog collectors, give them all the information, do all the work for them, and then these people go after it and get a big chunk of the money that they collect. It's been tried twice. It crashed and burned miserably each time, and Congress will sort of forget about it for 4 or 5 years, and then it's about time for them to reinvent the wheel for the third or fourth time and say, well, if the IRS can't do it, we'll hire these outside collectors. Nonsense.
Well, it's an interesting concept, because if the IRS can't do it, well, are you giving them the tools to even try
exactly
to do it? Because on top of the budget cuts, we have a workforce reduction of 13,000 fewer people than four or five years ago, since 2010.
Well, some people think that this may be part of the plan, that Congress, the members of Congress who push this, know exactly what they're doing. They strangle the IRS. And then they say, well, it can't do the job, so we must hire these contractors, one of whom, by the way, is my brother-in-law.
What have the responses been like to the column so far?
Uh, very, very interesting, and I recommend that people look at them. I think we had 18 as of a few minutes ago, and that's a lot for any column, particularly on a Friday in December. But people are agreeing with it. I mean, obviously what the commissioner says is true. The numbers are true. And they're talking about how people are stealing from each other at the office. You know, if you have a pen, somebody will grab it off your desk because they're trying to do their job. And some of it's humorous, but some of it's, these are people who want to do a good job. You know, working for the Internal Revenue Service can't be fun. And it's the kind of thing at a party you might, I think I might tell, if somebody asked what I did for a living, I might say I'm a dentist or an undertaker, you know, something to throw them off the track. But it's a calling for a lot of people, and they realize how important it is, even though it's an unpopular job in an unpopular agency. It's certainly a necessary evil. And when you make it difficult for these people to do the work, who are you going to get other than contractors who, and by the way, every time they get contractors to do it, they get complaints from the public that they've come down too hard on people, they've come after the wrong people, they've gone after the easy targets that the IRS couldn't handle because they were hamstrung financially by the Congress. But it seems like we never learn.
Give me your thoughts on John Koskinen and what he may or may not be able to do as the helm of the IRS. It reminds me a little bit of when Michael Jordan came to play for the Washington Wizards. You have this older guy, but he's a star in his own right, and he still is a star. He has all this experience. Maybe the physical tools aren't quite there. He's here to lead, but the team itself is just undermanned in every position but his. It's almost like because they have the star presence that there are expectations that they could be better or they should be better, even though they don't have the tools at hand to actually do that job.
Yeah, the IRS has had a long string of commissioners, some a lot better than others. Some were there for political reasons. Some were there just to punch their ticket and move off into the lucrative tax field or move to go to Wall Street or something. The current guy, the newest commissioner, is a career government type. He's been in government. He's been out of government. He's held some of the toughest jobs in government. He's from Eastern Kentucky, a very tough part of the world to grow up in, and he strikes me as one of these guys that's there's an old expression in Kentucky. I went to high school there, and it's they can kill me, but they can't eat me. And he strikes me as sort of that type. It's like there's nothing you can do to me. You being the Congress, you being the White House, I'm here to do as good a job as I can, and I'm going to do it. And devil take the hindmost. So I think if anybody can do it, he can do it. But again, if the Congress or the politicians or the tax lobby is out to destroy the IRS or make it ineffective, then nobody can help.
Do you think part of the problem is someone needs to lobby harder for the IRS than the fact that they are the tax collecting agency? They're not very publicly popular. But is it someone, do they need a cheerleader in order to get that support?
I don't know who'd do it. They certainly need one, but I don't know who could be effective because, you know, there's so many jokes about taxes and nothing sure but death and taxes. And everybody has an opinion. Nobody likes to pay taxes. And we all think we pay too much and corporations get away with murder. So I don't know who would possibly champion if you get somebody like Gary Sinise does for the Army. But I just don't see that happening. They need it, but I don't see it happening.
Let's talk a little bit about the people value of the agency. There are some differing estimates as to how much each employee actually brings in, but it's still fairly high, isn't it?
Yeah, the revenue officers and collection people, they say there aren't quotas, and maybe there are, maybe there aren't, or maybe there are sometimes. But any one of them brings in a tremendously amount of money compared to their own salaries. I mean, and you could make an argument that if we had twice as many, if that brought in twice the income, it certainly, the outlay to the taxpayers would be minimal compared to what the government would take in. I've seen different estimates, and I can't remember a single one of them now, but there are hundreds of millions, maybe billions of dollars in uncollected taxes that if the IRS had the resources to go after him.
It reminds me a lot of the value of an inspector general as well, because the IG's office don't necessarily have large budgets, but what they have to do with those smaller budgets compared to the agency they're overseeing, they take those dollars and turn them into major investments because they're saving money by finding waste, fraud, and abuse, that kind of stuff. They're finding things that the agency is either doing or not doing, and that is saving taxpayer money from being spent in that regard. It's kind of, I guess the IRS is kind of an inverse inspector general in the fact that they're not stopping that money from going out, but they're there to collect more money and bring more in.
Well, I think the average person, you think of the IRS as going after your paycheck, but they also have an excellent system, and it's gone under different names, but I think it's called taxpayer assistance now or something. But if you're having a problem with the IRS, you call these people, and it's like dealing with a different agency. They talk about the IRS as if it were another place. They're obviously there to help you, the taxpayer. If you're a crook, they're gonna be onto you in a minute. But if you're an ordinary taxpayer who's gotten caught in the mall, they're gonna try to help bail you out. And they are affected by these cuts as well as the revenue collecting side of it. And that's really bad for the American public, because if you don't have the resources to go to an expensive tax lawyer or a good CPA or something, if you go to the IRS for help and they can't answer the phones, or they put you on hold for an hour, that can be a serious blow to the public service.
We talked a little bit about the fact that no one would really want to be their cheerleader, and we don't talk about politics on this station just out of principle, but in many ways politics has a big impact on how large an agency's budget could be, the leaders that are put in charge of that agency. Is the IRS kind of the ugly redheaded stepchild that no party wants to have anything to do with?
Probably as good a description as any. I think virtually everybody recognizes you have to have it. But as far as adopting and taking that ugly redheaded stepchild to the Kennedy Center, maybe you're not going to do it. But it would be nice if an elder statesman, preferably both parties, but if some elder statesman in the Senate or the House could, in his or her last year, say, look, I've got nothing to lose, but this is a good outfit. It does a good necessary thing. Nobody likes to pay taxes, but was it Oliver Wendell Holmes said this is the price we pay for civilization or some such, but I don't see it happening.